ISKATEWIZAAGEGAN Number 39 Independent First Nation. Youth on the Iskaituzagagan Number 39 Independent First Nation, 60 kilometers southwest of Kenora, will spend the summer honing their skills on a completely refurbished basketball court. Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation and the community worked to rebuild the facility in honor of Emily Mandeman, the first person from Iskaituzagagan to earn a basketball scholarship to a U.S. college. At the official unveiling ceremony on June 23, Mandeman recalled how the court was a safe haven for her whenever she needed it. "Whenever something was going on, I was always here. I hope you guys make a lot of use of this court. It's something I'm really glad to have, and I know I'll be here as much as I can." Mandeman said many Indigenous athletes have the skill but lack the resources and opportunity to succeed, and the rebuilt facility, which she described as breathtaking, will now be a place of possibilities for others. The court also features a mural by local Indigenous self-taught artist Alicia Kedjik, based on Zigwan, which represents the spring season and the beginning of a new year in Anishinaabe culture. During the community event, the National Basketball Association hosted a clinic on the court led by its staff and retired WNBA legend Tammy Sutton Brown. This past spring, OLG also partnered with the NBA to sponsor the first WNBA Canada game to celebrate Mandeman's success in winning a basketball scholarship. Her story is presented in the video Dream Chaser. OLG President and CEO Duncan Hannay said the corporation is honored to shine a light on Emily's incredible journey and is proud to advance her legacy of creating safe spaces for play and recreation. OLG celebrates Emily and her community as we aspire to build new pathways of understanding and respect while advancing the principles of truth and reconciliation.